He has called you out of darkness, out of darkness, out of darkness, into his marvelous light, into his marvelous light. For ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, to show forth grace and grace. For he has called you out of darkness, into his marvelous light, into his marvelous light. Oh, let us sing hallelujah, praise be the Lord. Oh, let us sing hallelujah, praise be the Lord. Out of darkness, into his marvelous light. Into his marvelous light. For ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, to show forth his presence and grace. For he has called you out of darkness, out of darkness, into his marvelous light, into his marvelous light. Oh, let us sing hallelujah, praise ye the Lord. Oh, let us sing hallelujah, out of darkness, out of darkness, into his marvelous light, into his marvelous light. For ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, to show forth his presence and grace. For he has called you out of darkness, into his marvelous light, into his marvelous light. Oh, let us sing hallelujah, praise ye the Lord. Oh, let us sing hallelujah. Hallelujah, out of darkness, into his marvelous light, into his marvelous light. For ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, to show forth his presence and grace. For he has called you out of darkness, into his marvelous light, into his marvelous light. Hallelujah, glory to God. On behalf of myself and my wife, Felicia Bukuru, we are saying to you, Merry Christmas and prosperous New Year in advance. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for bringing us thus far, not by our power, not by our mind, but by his grace. And today, I'm led to share with you on the topic, the characteristics of a true Christian. the characteristic of a true Christian, who is a true Christian, because today everybody claims to be a Christian. But we want to look at it from the Word of God. The devil can even tell you that he's a Christian. The thief, the armed robber, the rogue, the prostitutes, the 419, and all of them, they will tell you that they are all Christians. But when we look at the Word of God, we are going to know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. We're going to be able to design the spirits that are moving around, all kinds of spirits that are moving around. We need to know the truth. Our text is taken from Acts of Apostles, chapter 11, verse 26. Acts of Apostles, chapter 11, verse 26, talks about the Christians in Antioch. The word Christian was mentioned in the Bible for the first time in Antioch in Acts chapter 11, verse 26, when the people of Antioch, they saw the disciples of Jesus Christ. And they saw the disciples of Jesus Christ behaving like Jesus, talking like Jesus, acting like Jesus, doing what Jesus did, the attitudes of Christ. You could see it in the disciples. And the people of Antioch, they say, these people are Christians. These people right here who behave like Jesus Christ, talk like Jesus Christ, act like Jesus Christ, love like Jesus Christ, they are the true Christians. Because when told that they were fighting or quarreling or disagreement or competing or jealousy or envy, they had the spirit of Christ. So when the people in Antioch, they saw the disciples of Jesus Christ, you know, living like Jesus and acting like Jesus and talking like Jesus and behaving like Jesus, they had no choice but to say, these are the true Christians. They are the followers of Jesus Christ. The true Christian, therefore, is a follower of Jesus Christ, a disciple of Christ, one who follows the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, believe in the Lord and thou shalt be saved. Believe in the Lord and thou shalt be saved. As anything he will do it for you. Believe in the Lord and thou shalt be saved. As anything he will do it for you. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Philippian jailer asked the apostle, he said, what must I do to be saved? He said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You need to believe in Christ. You need to follow the beliefs, the doctrines, and the teachings of Jesus Christ. That's what it takes. Oh, yes, because in John chapter 3, Nicodemus was trying to convince Jesus Christ. You know, he was talking about religion and, talking about religion with Jesus. Jesus said, wait a minute. Have you been born again? The real thing which you'll be talking about right now is your being born again. Nicodemus, have you been born again? I'm not interested in all these things you are talking. Have you been born a second time? And Nicodemus was surprised. And Jesus had to explain to Nicodemus how to be born again. And this is what is happening in the world today. Everyone claims to be a Christian. By their fruit, ye shall know them. Jesus made that statement in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 to 20. Matthew's Gospel chapter 7, verse 15 to 20. Jesus said, by their fruit, you shall know them. By the way they behave, the way they talk, the way they do their thing. Act like the devil and say you are a Christian. You can't behave like Satan. Behave like demons. Behave like witches and wizards. And you say you are a Christian. That's not true. And going to church every day does not make you a Christian. Otherwise, Nicodemus would have been a Christian. Going to church every day didn't make you a Christian. The real thing is you being born again of water and of the Spirit. Christ in you is the hope of glory. By their fruit, ye shall know them. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 to 20, by their fruits ye shall know them. By the way you live, by the way you act, by what you do, they shall know them by their fruits. A Christian is an ambassador of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. A Christian, a believer, is an ambassador of Jesus Christ. You find that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. We are representing Jesus Christ right here on earth. We are the apples of his eye. We represent him. We are his ambassadors. He sent us. You know, a preacher once said, a believer is the Bible that the unbeliever will read. The unbeliever is reading your life. It's reading your actions and your acts. It's reading you, and he needs to see the truth in you. We are ambassador of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:20. And then he goes on to say, number two, a Christian is a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. A Christian is a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the era of the church militant. We are soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul was writing about this in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. The church is militant. And you see the demonstration in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. The church today is militant. God anointed Joshua to conquer the enemies of Israel, conquer the land and take it over. Oh, yes, that's what it should be. And even today's Christianity, Christ has anointed us to conquer our world of today. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. A Christian is made in the image and in the likeness of God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. We are made in the likeness and in the image of God. Even Jesus said, know ye not that ye are God, small letter G-O-D. Know ye not that you were made in the image and in the likeness of God, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. So, where did sin come into your life? Sin shall not have dominion over you. Shall we continue in sin so that grace may abound? No. A true Christian lives a sinless life. You can't live in sin so that grace may abound. And then the scripture says, sin shall not have dominion over you. Sin should not have dominion over us because we are more than conquerors. Greater is Jesus Christ that is in us than the devil that is in the world. The fruit of the Spirit must be in our life. The fruit of the Spirit. In Galatians chapter 5, from verse 19 to the end, it talks about the works of the flesh. The works of the flesh, anger, hatred, malice, quarreling, unforgiveness, you know, gossip, slandering, you know, life, uncompromising life, prostitution and stealing and lying and all these things are there. And then you still come out to say you are a Christian. A Christian is one who lives a holy life. They be ye holy, for I, the Lord, I am holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 to 17. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 to 17. God speaks to us there. He said, be ye holy, for I, the Lord, I am holy. Ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy. Ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy. And ye shall sanctify yourselves and be holy, for I am holy. And ye shall sanctify yourselves and be holy, for I am holy. Ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy. Ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy. And ye shall sanctify yourself and be holy, for I am holy. And ye shall sanctify yourself and be holy, for I am holy. That is the word of God in 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 to 17. And then it's repeated in Leviticus 11, verse 44. It says, be ye holy, for the Lord God Almighty is a holy God. How can you serve a holy God with an unclean heart? How can you serve and worship a holy God with anger in your spirit, with hatred and malice in your heart? Psalm 66, verse 18, King David said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Psalm 66, verse 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Psalm 66, verse 18, that's King David speaking there. How do you serve and worship a holy God with an unclean heart? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Do you want to see God? When you leave this world, when you die, do you want to live with Jesus in heaven? Do you want to go to heaven when you die? If you want to go to heaven when you die, if you want to go to heaven when you die, hold your Bible in your hand. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you want to go to heaven when you die, step by step, step by step into heaven when you die. If you want to go to heaven when you die, hold your Bible in your hand. Love your neighbor as yourself. Step by step into heaven we go. Where will you spend your eternity? What we are sharing with you tonight is the true message from heaven that God gave me to share with you tonight. I tell you, this is very, very important. Be ye holy, for I, the Lord, am holy. And when the Bible talks about holiness, it's not talking about the clothes you wear. It's not talking about whether you wore white garment or you walk barefooted. That's not what the Bible means. We're talking about your heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, Jesus made it clear. Because a lot of people are going around, you know, telling people about, outward holiness that has no inward grace. That's not what God is talking about. He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Where is your heart? Your heart is filled with lust, fornication, adultery, sexual promiscuity, uncleanness, gay, lesbian, men with men, women with women. You are doing drugs, selling drugs, and taking drugs. You are a drunkard, you are a thief, you are a robber, you are a killer, you know, a bomber, bombing people and doing suicide bombing and killing people, and you say you are a Christian. How can you be a Christian? You don't serve a holy God with an unclean life. That is why God is calling you today to repent and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, so that you have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? A Christian is the apple of God's eye. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8. A Christian is the apple of God's eye. If you want protection, you better come to God. You better come to Jesus right now, because protection is a true Christian is the apple of God's eye. If you want to touch the apple of your eye, you see how difficult it is? The eyelid will prevent you from touching it. God is saying in Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8, he said, you, the true Christian, you are the apple of my eye, which means it's very difficult for the enemy to get through to you. If God be for us, who can be against us? I see many people, they say they are Christians and they fear witches and fear wizards and fear people and fear the devil, fear demons, fear, they start running helter-skelter. You know, that's not a Christian. A Christian does not have the spirit of fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear. God has given us the spirit of boldness and of power and of a sound mind, whereby we can say, Abba, Father, our God is a great God. The devil is not our customer. We have nothing to do with him. We have bound him and casted him out. We have no business with Satan. Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Oh, yes, the righteous are bold as a lion. The wicked flee when no one pursues them. Proverbs 28, verse 1. Proverbs 28, verse 1, he said, the righteous are bold as a lion. The wicked flee when no one pursues them. The righteous are bold as a lion. The wicked flee when no one pursuing them. The righteous are bold as a lion. The wicked flee when no one pursuing them. For the Lord is with the righteous. He is the King of kings. For the Lord is with the righteous. He is the King of kings. The righteous are bold as the lion. The wicked flee when no one pursuing them. The righteous are bold as the lion. The wicked flee when no one pursuing them. For the Lord is with the righteous. He is the King of kings. For the Lord is with the righteous. He is the King of kings. The righteous are bold as a lion. But the wicked flee when no one pursuing them. Proverbs 28, verse 1. God did not give us the spirit of fear. The wicked flee when nobody is pursuing them. They keep on running. They are afraid. They are scared of everybody. You know, those are not the righteous. Those are not the Christians. God has not given us the spirit of fear. God has not given us the spirit of timidity, inferiority complex. We are no mediocres. We are no runaway soldiers. The Bible didn't describe us as weaklings. The Bible describes us as victorious and triumphant, overcomers, ambassadors of Christ. We are soldiers of Christ. Ha! Hey, Rakabasandaya. Hey! I receive that. Hey, for God to describe me as an ambassador, a soldier of Christ, an overcomer, a more than a conqueror, a winner, the apple of God's eye, a peculiar people, a holy nation. Ha! I thank God. Hey, Ricky B. said, you need to come and enjoy Jesus. Come and enjoy Jesus. What are you doing? Serving idols, worshiping dead gods, worshiping your dead father, your dead mother, and the river, you worship his sun and the moon, you worship river, you worship dead God. Come and serve the living God, and you know that there is a true and living God. He said, touch not the Lord's anointed, and do my prophet no harm. A Christian is the Lord's anointed. And the word of God says, touch not the Lord's anointed and do my prophet no harm. Don't touch the child of God. Don't touch the born again Christian. Don't, devil, stay clear. Touch not the Lord's anointed. The Lord's anointed, the Bible describes the Christian as the Lord's anointed. We are the Lord's anointed. And so you can't touch us. Satan, you can't touch us. Sin, you can't touch us. Sickness, you can't touch us. Witches and wizards, you can't touch us, because we are the Lord's anointed. God has described us as his anointed. And so because of that, the enemy cannot touch us, because we are the Lord's anointed. Today you can be the Lord's anointed. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you give your heart and your life to Him. You begin to serve Him in spirit and in truth. You become a child of God. And all these qualities and characteristics will be in your life in Jesus' name. We are the temples of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. Know ye not that ye are the temples of the Spirit? 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. The temple is where God dwells. This scripture says, we the Christians of today, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, where God dwells, where Jesus dwells, where the Holy Spirit dwells. Which means, inside of me, I have Jesus, I have the Holy Spirit, I have God on the inside of me. Hey! He said, greater is he that is in you than the devil that is in the world. So if I have Christ in me, he is the hope of glory. Then why are you afraid and scared? And the demons harass you, and demons and witches and wizards are kicking you around, and you are so scared, you are so, you know, you, as if you don't have God. Hey! The God we are serving is a man of war. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Of things in heaven, things on earth, and things beneath the earth. And every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Why are you afraid? God has given us the spirit of boldness and of power out of his sound mind. He calls us battles out. Jeremiah chapter 51 verse 20 to 23. The word God calls us, we are the battle axe of God. We are the weapons that God used to smash the kingdom of darkness. We are the soldiers of the cross that will smash the kingdom of darkness to pieces. There is no place in the scripture where a child of God, a Christian, is described as a weakling. No. Jesus said, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. And then in Revelation chapter 1 verse 3, he said, Christ has made us kings and priests of the Most High God. Revelation chapter 1 verse 3, he said, Christ has made us kings and priests of the Most High God. We are now kings and priests of the Most High God. And of course, this scripture is repeated in Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. It is spoken in Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, and then repeated again, Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. Now, let me tell you this. Whenever a scripture is repeated in the Bible, that is emphasis. God is emphasizing a point. That point need to be emphasized. That's why the repetition. Christ has made us kings and priests in this world today. We are the kings and we are the priests that should reign on earth with Jesus Christ. He is our King of kings. And we are his priests. We are his servants. We are his ambassadors. We are his representatives here on earth. And so he has made us king and priest for his kingdom's sake. You see the privileges Jesus has for you when you become a child of God. Beloved, what are you still doing serving Satan, serving devil, serving witches, serving wizards, serving rivers, serving your dead father? Those are not God. All other gods, they are the works of men. Only the true God is the true God. This is the opportunity for you to open up your heart and let Jesus come in to be your personal Lord and Savior so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if it shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? From wherever you are watching and listening to this broadcast, I want you to know that God so loves you that he sent his only begotten Son Whosoever will believe in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Jesus loves you so much that he went to Golgotha Hill and he died for your sake. His blood was shed for the remission of your sins, and you need to receive him into your heart today. Let him come in and dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. I want you to begin to pray right now and confess all your sins to God. Tell him how sorry you are, and you want to live a true Christian life today. You want to worship God in spirit and in truth. You want to be a real child of God. You got to make that decision right now. Time is not on your side. Any moment from now, the rapture can take place. Those who are in Christ will be taken away. And when you are not in Christ, you are left behind. This is the opportunity for you to make a decision to follow Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior so that you can have eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Yes, I pray for you today, wherever you are hearing this word of God, to know the truth, that the truth shall set you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. May you receive Jesus Christ today as your personal Lord and Savior so that you can have eternal life. May he dwell in you richly. Open up your heart and let him come and sup with you. Yes, we pray in the name of Jesus. And may you be a true child of God. May you not be a child of the devil. May you be the true Christian of today. May you be the light of the world, that people will see Christ in you and say, really, these are the true Christians who worship God in spirit and in truth. May you not represent the devil here on earth. May you represent Jesus Christ right here on earth. May you be an ambassador of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the devil will not use you. God will use you. The demons will not enter you. The Holy Spirit will enter you and dwell in you, because your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and he dwells in you? Open up your heart today and let Jesus come in you and dwell in you. Yes, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will receive the touch of God today and you begin to live a new life. If anyone be in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. When you are in Christ, the old life of sin must go. Sin cannot have dominion over you, and all things shall become new. You begin to live a new life in Christ Jesus. Yes, Lord God, do a new thing in your life today. Do something new in your life. Something new in your life. Something wonderful in your life. Today, do something great in your life. Something wonderful in your life. Something good in your life. Today, God is doing something new in your life today. The Holy Spirit is doing something new in your life today. In the name of Jesus, may this word find a place in you. May you be a doer of the word of God and not just a hearer only. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Yes, feel free to email us ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. You can also reach us on the phone, area code 240-552-5899, 240-552-5899, or 202-460-7110. We love you. Jesus loves you, and we love you too. Please forward this message to everyone you know around the world. Email it to them, text it to them, share it with them, tweet it around. Let them know the truth that the truth shall set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. We pray that God will bless this message into your heart today, that you will become what God wants you to be. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Jesus loves you, and we love you too. Have a blessed holiday, a prosperous Christmas, and a glorious new year to you and your families in advance. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. God loves you, and I love you, and that's the way it should be.